The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the frustrating incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vix.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Not good.
I don't have the memory of things that happened 20 years ago, but...
I was laughing so hard at that this morning.
Our boss went crazy. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's fine.
20 years.
It's been
20 years.
It's fine. Too much kryptonite. All right. Coming up on this show, we'll talk, of course, more Iran, Bruce Campbell. There's a holy war. I don't know if anybody knew that. Trump, Israel, all the nonsense going on in the world. Venture A, get into this.
I'm ready to be done.
All right. Start TV news as always. Paramount has revealed new details about their merger with Warner Brothers. HBO Max and Paramount Plus will be combined into one streaming app service, as you do. They're going to do 15 films per studio, and each of those films will have 45-day theatrical windows for each movie. So they'll be in theaters at least 45 days. That was a big deal with the Netflix thing, because they were only going to go, like, okay, maybe 3 weeks in the theaters, and then boom, right on streaming. So,
right.
The merged company will have about $80 billion in debt. $6 billion they're already doing in cost cutting, including consolidation of tech, real estate, corporate overhead, and more. They do not have plans to sell off or spin off any of their cable assets, which will give them the flexibility to put sports like UFC on any cable network. So there's money to be made there. They will continue to license movies and TV shows to other studios and platforms. So it may be a Paramount / Warner Brothers studio show, but it may be on Netflix or Hulu, or they're still doing it like a normal production company where you, whoever gives the most money, you know, you really want to, Netflix, you really want to pay big for the show, cool, we'll let you stream it instead of do it on ours. So.
Right.
There you go. So, there's that. Speaking of Netflix, Vince, I didn't even know this was a thing.
Mm-mm.
Unless we talked about it months ago, which we probably did. Do you know they're rebooting Little House on the Prairie?
I think you had said something about that.
We might have, but, the reboot will debut July 9th on Netflix. We was pioneers and she.
Why?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Paramount has ordered a new Garfield animated series. Some black guy I've never known will be the new voice of Garfield. So there you go. If it ain't got U.S. Acres, I ain't watching
it. Bro, go. I miss U.S. Acres.
That was good. That was the best part. FX has announced their hit show, The Bear, will end with the upcoming season 5. So that's like a critically acclaimed and very well-watched show. So,
well, FX.
Yeah. That's Jeremy Allen White is the star.
Yeah.
Because I know he was in Iron Claw, and he's been in a bunch. Basically, I think he kind of has movie roles in the TV thing would take away from movie paydays and filming and stuff like that. So, Vince, we have a Doctor Who update.
Mm.
It's being reported that the bosses at Doctor Who, those idiots, are, quote, struggling to find a new lead for their poisoned chalice role because they've screwed the pooch so bad nobody really wants the role.
Noel Fielding.
Well, you got to get rid of the showrunners first. Because if they're still in charge, whoever you put in isn't going to matter. It's still going to be the same contrived nonsense. But yes, it should be Noel Fielding or it should be Craigie Ferg. So there you go.
Yeah, make it happen.
We could fix it real quick. But this next thing came out late week. Shudder announced the news on Friday's episode. So this would have been last night's episode of The Last Drive-In with Joe Bob Briggs. Was the series finale.
So it was The Last Drive-In.
Yeah. Joe Bob and Darcy will return for 4 specials through the end of this year. There are rumors. Somebody asked Darcy, and she said she can't say anything as of yet, but there are rumors of the show possibly going to AMC. But they can't confirm. They can't say anything now because of the contract with Shudder. People are going, yep, I'm done with Shudder. That was the only reason I had that app, and I'm done. So,
What the fuck are they doing?
I don't know. It was their top show. But Joe Bob came out, put out a video. He's like, hey, no health concerns, nothing. It was just a contractual deal. So, but stay tuned. So, AMC would make a lot of sense, to be honest.
Putting back on TNT.
I mean, they could. Bring back Monster Vision.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
Just do a whole night. It's Joe Bob and Darcy, and then goes right into Monster Vision. Yeah, like the good old days. But
no, we can't have that.
No, of course not. Vince, I need to send you a picture because the trailer or the teaser, I guess, for James Gunn's HBO Max show, Lanterns, Lantern Show, came out.
Uh-oh.
Oh boy, it's bad. John Stewart just mocks Hal about being old and how he's better the whole time. You see the suit for a split second. The design is terrible. The ring looks nothing like any of the source material. I did have hopes for this show, but not anymore. This is going to end. And the video, the picture I just sent Vince was something I found online that shows the suit and how they did Guy Gardner in the Superman movie. And then underneath it is something that Zack Snyder with like $20 filmed in his bird. And it is comic accurate John Stewart with the amazing looking suit. And James Gunn has millions of dollars and all the CGI in the world and came up with this. As soon as the merger is done, I have a very strong feeling the gun is gone. So, what do you think of that I sent you?
It's awful.
The suit is brown. It's Brown Lantern.
It's so bad.
Yeah, it's really bad. I had high hopes because I'm a Green Lantern fan, and I'm like, all right, you're going to bring in John. It's going to be like Justice League. Nope. So,
yeah. What are they doing? Yeah.
James Gunn wants it to be, well, they're space cops, so let's make a show like True Detective. No, they're looking for like a missing girl in Ohio, is from what I gathered from like the premise, and he's training John. And I'm like, if somebody's missing in Ohio, they probably don't want to be found because Ohio's not a real place. Even people in Ohio don't want to be in Ohio. So they probably just left. Sorry, I probably spoiled the whole show. But yeah, I had high hope and it's gone. So there you go. Coming soon to HBO Max, by the way.
So nobody's going to watch it.
Probably not. This will be like Creature Commandos, where they dump all this money in it and nobody watches. So
you know what they need to bring back?
What's
that fucking Swamp Thing TV show?
Oh yeah, that was good.
Here we're gonna show you the first 3 episodes because we made them, but we want to get some eyes on it. We'll never make it again.
They did season 1.
Here you go.
there for a while because they put out the Titans show wasn't bad. Swamp Thing was incredible, and Doom Patrol, at least the first two seasons, were great.
Yeah, but Doom, what channel was that on? Was that CW or was it somewhere else?
No. I want to say it was HBO. It had to be HBO, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Swamp Thing might have been Showtime, but I got Doom Patrol at least season one and maybe season two around here somewhere on DVD, but those are fantastic. Go watch those instead of Lanterns. So,
yeah.
All right, let's get into some movie news. The big movie news of the week, the legendary Bruce Campbell announced this week he has been diagnosed with a type of cancer. He did not say what kind. Said it is treatable but not curable. He made the announcement in order to explain why he will be having to take time away from conventions and acting roles while he gets treatment and recovers. He also said he wanted to get ahead of the information getting out and people saying false things about his condition. He ended his statement saying, "Fear not, I'm a tough old son of a bitch and I have a great support, so I expect to be around for a while." So,
dude.
Get well, Bruce. That's the worst fucking news of the week.
Yeah, that killed me. That was heartbreaking.
I had to send it to you early because I didn't want to break it on the show to you.
No, I saw it after you sent it. I saw it everywhere. It's like, son of a bitch, not Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, that's
damn it.
That's fucking horrible.
No, it was. That was a punch to the gut. I was like, son of a bitch, man.
Yeah.
It should have been, what's her name? Can't think of her name. Michelle Williams.
Why can't it be Gaga?
I don't know. We were talking about when James Vanderbeek died. That it should have been Michelle Williams.
Yeah. Killed Heath Ledger. Yeah. No, that was an Olsen twin. Sorry.
Bruce Campbell's got cancer. Yeah, it should have been Michelle Williams. She's just going to be my go-to now.
Yeah. I mean, it's not wrong, but, you know. All right. We have an update moving on here. Sony's Spider-Man universe. According to the contract they have with Disney/Marvel, Sony has to put out a Spider-Man or Spider-Man adjacent movie every 5 years, or they will lose Spider-Man and all the characters forever. That's the way the contract was written. So Sony has announced they are rebooting their Spider-Man universe. So this means Tom Hardy's Venom is gone. Jared Leto's Morbius is gone. Dakota Johnson is Madame Web. Aaron Johnson is Kraven. Gone. Movies that this cancels. Bad Bunny's El Muerto movie. Silver and Black. Sinister Six. All other announced Sony Spider-Man projects are gone. What they are keeping, though, is Spider-Man Brand New Day, because that is cross-done with Marvel. The Beyond the Spider-Verse movies, the animated, like, Miles Morales movies, those are still going. And the Nicolas Cage Spider-Noir series. But everything else is going to get rebooted.
Is it on yet?
What? The Noir? I don't know. I don't think so. I want to say that's May. Yeah, I want to say that comes out. I am too. I think that's middle or end of May, if I remember right. But yeah, so Sony's going to reboot everything so they can keep the rights to the characters. So here you go. The last thing I have for movie news this week. Vince, there was a movie soundtrack way back in the day for the movie Flash Gordon.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
Well, of course, on that was Queen. Queen did the soundtrack. And of course, Freddie's no longer with us. But somebody that is guitarist Brian May, who has joined now composer Daniel Pemberton. He's doing the He-Man soundtrack.
Hmm.
I think the soundtrack might be better than the movie. I'm going to have to check the soundtrack out at least.
Many such cases.
Yes. Yes, sadly. But yeah. So Brian May is going to help do the music for the He-Man movie. So I'm kind of excited right about that. Yeah, I am too. I was like, Flash Part 2? Hell yeah, let's go. All right. That's all I have for movie news this week. We'll get into some comic book news. Some sad news. Artist Jacobo Kamanji passed away this week at the age of 48 after complications from heart surgery. He mainly worked for Marvel, like Hawkeye, Vision of Scarlet Witch. Had a really clean American anime style to his art. Was really, really good. So this sucks. But 48 from heart surgery. Damn.
Yeah, that's damn.
That's crazy. The other, I guess the biggest industry news of the week, Mike Richardson, who was the founder and CEO of Dark Horse Entertainment, has been fired after 40 years from the company he founded. Embraced, the video game holding company that bought Dark Horse in 2022, fired him and is installing a gaming executive as interim CEO of Dark Horse Entertainment. 40, your entire life's work. Putting out kick-ass books. Nope, we're going to put in somebody completely not from the industry.
Probably a chick.
And run the company. Probably. And run your company.
Sure.
Damn, Dark Horse had a good run.
Who owned Dark Horse, or who owns Dark Horse now? Is it Marvel?
No, Dark Horse. Whoever this Embracer or Embraced, I think it's Embracer.
Oh, they own. Okay,
they bought it in 22 because that was the downturn after all the COVID bullshit, where everybody just lost so much money.
Right.
And Dark Horse kind of like. But usually the fourth or fifth company-wise, because it goes DC, Marvel, you could put those one or two, Image. Then you could probably put Dark Horse at four, or Dynamite at four, Dark Horse at five, depends. But, yeah, 40 years and he just, well, fuck you, you're gone.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He'll go somewhere else.
Yeah, if... I tell you, Dynamite or somebody or Image should just snatch him up, but we'll see.
They'll pay more. You know how it works.
I know. All right. Your recommendations for books that came out this week. DCAO issue 5. This is the last of this event. Came out this week. Absolute Superman 17. Absolute Flash 12. Batman Static Beyond issue 4. Ninja Turtles Casey Jones issue 5. Twilight Zone issue 5, Sundar the Barbarian issue 2, Thundercats Lost in Time issue 1, and Absolute Batman number 12. The Absolute DC books are just selling like crazy. They're like the top 5. You might get an X-Men or Spider-Man book in the top 5, depending, but it's usually the Absolute books right now, which is DC's version of like the Marvel Ultimate Universe. So, like, Batman's still Batman, but he has no money. It's just, and he's more Punisher-like. So,
cool.
And apparently, the artist on the book really hates Ice because he keeps putting out Batman versus Ice artwork where Batman's killing Ice officers. Like you do, apparently, because you're not a lefty. Whatever.
Go back to Mexico, bitch.
Yeah. All right. We'll get into some wrestling news here. WWE announced this week that the first hour of WrestleMania will air on ESPN's cable network for both nights. So both night one and night two of WrestleMania, you'll be able to watch the first hour on cable ESPN. So, I don't care. Really? It's sad because we're in WrestleMania season and I should be like, all right, what's, and then I'm like, nothing is, yeah, Nothing's drawing me in, so. TNA news here. Mance Warner and his wife, Steph DeLander, have quit TNA Wrestling. TNA would not clear Steph to wrestle after her injury and rehab, which she had to pay out of pocket herself. She did go to the doctors that WWE uses. They cleared her to wrestle. TNA would not clear her to wrestle, so her and her husband quit. Just, hey. And TNA wrestlers are not on contract. They are on per appearance. So they're not getting paid, and she's like thousands in debt due to TNA not having medical anything. So, yeah. They just quit, and I don't blame them.
Jesus, man.
That's pretty shitty.
No.
But,
we'll see. Can you do?
Yeah. After there's not, you got to go make money somewhere. Former WWE champion Jake Hager, aka Jack Swagger, has signed a sick appearance deal with Power Slap.
Oh, yeah?
I always liked him. He just didn't have any personality. That's what it is. Vince, we have our next inductees for the WWE Hall of Fame this year. Long overdue, in my opinion. Axe and Smash, Demolition, going into the Hall of Fame this year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so your Hall of Fame class so far is Stephanie McMahon, AJ Styles, and Demolition. One of these things does not belong. I'll let you guess which one.
Hurt Plus.
I'm joking. He should be in every Hall of Fame. So, late this week, Road Dogg Brian James has left WWE. There's two different reports going around. One is that he got his annual review, was not happy with it, and decided to leave. And there's another that there is a shakeup of writing creative teams, which I did see some woman is now the new head writer of Raw, and the Road Dogg's role in creative had been diminished, so he just said, and not quit. The fact that WWE is doing creative shakeup this close to WrestleMania, I don't think is a good sign. But yeah, Road Dogg's gone, so there you go.
Damn.
Nobody's really sad about that. He wasn't good at the job. He when he took over SmackDown, it was like the shits.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Yeah. Last thing I have for wrestling news, and I saw this this morning, Conan. Apparently
the Barbarian?
The Barbarian. Oh. The legendary Mexican. Apparently is in the hospital in bad shape. Just had his leg amputated. So I know he's been helping out with AAA and all this, but yeah, apparently he's not doing too good. So I don't know if anybody took Conan in the Wizards pool, but might keep an eye on that one. So, all right, that's pretty much all I have for wrestling this week. Vince, anything in the world of video games?
Nintendo is suing the U.S. government over tariffs.
That means to jump on you like a Goomba egg.
We want the money.
Most a dishonorable hyper offer.
We bring you most a dishonor.
Highguard is permanently shutting down on March 12th.
What, that took no time at all?
That took zero time.
What, 2 months?
That's like a Concord time.
Yeah.
Let's see. Valve suggests further delays for Steam Machine and Steam Frame. Hope to ship in 2026.
That's due to memory and RAM, right?
That's correct. Prices
being so damn high?
That's correct. Yeah. They have remastered and out now Poker Night at the Inventory. You ever play this?
No.
Oh, it's great. Oh, it's so good. It's, it was a Telltale Games game.
Right.
But now that they're gone, I think there are a few people from Telltale made their own developer, Skunk Ape Games.
Okay.
And now they re-release it. And hopefully they do number two. It was, hold on, let me pull it up. You play poker with Max from Sam and Max.
Oh, nice.
Strong Bad from Homestar Runner. The Heavy from Team Fortress 2. And Tycho from Penny Arcade.
Oh, yes. I need to play this. That's incredible.
Yeah, no, this game's awesome. And then they made Poker Night at the Inventory 2. And it was Ash. It was... Brock Sampson from the Venture Brothers.
Venture Brothers.
And I can't think of the other two, but it was Gladys from Portal.
Oh, Portal.
And I can't think of the fourth person, but the games are so good.
Should be the engineer from Team Fortress.
It was I can't remember who it was. It's such a good game though. I suggest picking it up. Hold on, you know what? We're doing this too. I'll tell you exactly. It's Brock, Claptrap, Ash, and Gladys. And the banner is just
amazing.
It is. No, it is actually amazing. They've got a bunch of free games you can download if you've got Amazon Prime starting this month. It's like you get GOG codes or Epic stuff.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of good stuff. Let's see. Siege of Avalon, Tattoo Tycoon, Tiny Tina's Assault on Dragon's Keep.
That's a Borderlands game, yeah.
That's a Borderlands game. Let's see. Deep Sky Derelicts, that's an Amazon Games app. Total War, Three Kingdoms, and I think Total War 2. Total War Rome 2, Emperor Edition. So it's... If you've got it... I don't think a lot of people realize that if you've got a
Prime account,
you can get all the games.
Yeah, or you can go just go to the Epic Store, epicgames.com, and look in their store. They have a free game section.
Yeah.
You don't have to even download them. You can just buy them for free, and it stays in your account, and then you can download and play it as you will, but you would get it for free.
Yeah, I always forget, like, you know, that once a month, you know,
yeah,
to check it, because they've got good stuff on there.
Yeah, Epic probably check every couple weeks, they kind of rotate, so, I mean, I think I have the Guardians of the Galaxy game
sitting in my
library, just ready whenever I want to play it type of thing, so.
It's a good game, too.
Yeah.
The last thing I have... the Trump administration debating allowing Chinese company Tencent to keep its stakes in U.S. gaming companies such as Fortnite maker Epic and League of Legends dev Riot.
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't know Tencent owned as much of Epic as they do.
I don't know what the issue is.
The Disney thing makes a lot more sense now. If they might have seen this coming and be like, we need to get an American company backer.
Well, see, now I'm reading from Reddit. One of the commenters on here, Trump and Kushner are both in bed with the Saudi fund that just bought EA.
Yep.
I'm sure if they force out Tencent, they would install a Saudi alternative, which, you know, that
everybody gets to play with noodle names. Yay.
Bro, that it sounds legit.
You can't
give me a source on it, but bro, that's that really sounds like that would
plausible.
Happen.
Yes, it does.
So I mean, I guess the devil, you know. Right?
Yeah, slants or rags. Somebody, yeah.
I don't whatever.
When it comes to video games, I'm going back to the agents. Come on, they came up with the shit. So.
We got to find something else.
Well, I've offered.
I got to play fucking Rivals. I love you, but I get so angry. I get more angry at Rivals than I do at fucking
Fortnite. Can run everybody in the squad, though. Nobody has to sit out. I'm just saying. I'm putting it out there. And plus, me and you would be light years ahead of everybody. So.
Okay, well. Damn it, just when I got out.
We'll put double T on Jeff. It'll be all right.
Yeah.
Here, just squirt on everybody. That sounds horrible.
Use your feet.
I ain't gonna lie, that got me.
I'm good. Yeah, that's right. I'm good.
Three people know that, and I don't.
Yeah.
All right, that all you got?
That's it.
The only thing I have is, speaking of rivals, it's being rumored that the next character coming to the game will be the Spider-Man character of Black Cat. Because that's all that game needs, another curvy female.
I'm not complaining.
I'm not either, but Jesus. It's almost an all-fighting game, or shooter game, so. But there you go.
So, I like boobs.
That's all I got. Yep. All right, a couple things for music this week. Twisted Sister has a new lead singer after Dee Snider had to retire due to health reasons. Vince, any guesses?
Sebastian Bach.
Yes, it is.
I saw it.
Who has Dee Snider's full support and everything.
What's wrong with him that he had to leave?
I don't know, and he really didn't go into it, but he's like, I'm healthy, I just can't tour, and I can't really sing as the stuff anymore, and I don't want to go out and sound not like myself, you know.
So they got the second best alternative.
Yeah. Which Sebastian Bach can still hit the notes. I mean, that's, he could still do the thing.
He's lucky.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. Boy.
A lot of those guys just can't anymore.
Yeah. And that's probably part of the reason Dee quit, you know.
What's that? There was a couple bands they were showing, like older bands. They just, it was awful.
It doesn't sound right.
They're just like, quit. You're done. Yeah. Just stop.
Yeah. So, the only other thing I have for music news this week, Britney Spears was arrested in California this week for a DUI. One, don't drink and drive. But two, with all the shit that woman's been through, just bring her alcohol to the house and let her drink, okay? Because I imagine that girl has seen and had went through some shit that nobody can imagine.
Right.
But don't drink and drive. So, there you go. All right. That's pretty much it for music news this week. So that means it's time we'll take a break, play Song of the Week, plug our network friends, and when we come back will be time for our top 10 TV characters that you wish hosted a podcast.
Bruce Campbell is the finest man to grace a silver screen. All the other actors just degrade his noble scenes. The Oscars should award him for his wondrous career. Hold a town parade for him with each movie premiere. Bruce Campbell, we're gonna be best friends. Gonna come to your house and watch Hercules from season one till the end. I'll hand you everything I own and you'll sign it all for me. Then we'll start rehearsing for Kay Bailey in 3. Bruce Lorne Campbell should be offered every lead. Imagine him as Spider-Man, a finer choice indeed. Casablanca could have been improved, Campbell would have said. Looking at you, you primitive screwhead. Bruce Campbell. Dirt. Gonna come to your house with Tina on, and I'll sleep till it's done. I got the whole box set for Briscoe County too. I love you and to prove it too, I'm gonna play kazoo. Bruce Ash Campbell is a truly stellar man. He bravely fought the Deadites, but a chainsaw took his hand. Coincidentally, I have one I barely ever use. I'll saw it off and ship it to the charming, handsome Bruce.
Measurements for your chin. Gonna get me a jawbone implant, and I'm gonna time for your weekly lineup of shows on the Shining Wizards Network. Start your week with the latest from Gorilla Brain, featuring the year of Duke and Rogue, covering a year's worth of classic wrestling. And the Tots Pod, introducing the world to wrestling figure collecting. Follow up with 30 Screams or Less, a weekly review of horror movies in 30 minutes or less. And the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling. The Network Week continues with the Mark Order, your place for everything AEW. And the ROH Revelry, covering everything in the history of Ring of Honor. Later, it's Radioactive Metal, bringing you everything from the world of heavy metal music. An Inconclusive Breakdown, keeping you up to date on everything happening in the world. The Shining Wizards Network is also the home to other great shows, like The Brocast, your watch-along podcast from Down Under. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, paying homage to the greatest shows in the history of pro wrestling. Wrestling Night in Canada, a focus on wrestling with a North of the Border spin. And Going Underground, a show that takes you back through the history of Lucha Underground. Enjoy all of the amazing shows on the Shining Wizards Network, available wherever you listen to podcasts and at shiningwizardsnetwork.com. It's the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
And we are back.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Time for our top 10 list this week of TV characters you wish hosted a podcast. Now, I will preface mine by saying I like stories and insanity.
Yes.
So, Vince, who is your number 10 character you wish had a podcast?
Dr. Mark Sloan from Diagnosis Murder.
The Van Dyke.
He could have his own informative murder porn podcast.
Now, when you told me this the other day, you said Mark Sloan. Do you know there's new Mark Sloans?
Is there? There's
Dick Van Dyke. And there's the guy there, Eric Dane, that just passed was Dr. Mark Sloan on Grey's Anatomy.
But he wasn't like, why would they name him Mark Sloan?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, not so him, the Van Dyke.
No, you meant the Van Dyke. Okay. Yeah. That makes more sense.
Come on, man.
My number 10, I miss this guy. I miss the actor every day. But I would like to hear a podcast hosted by Pigeon from Mike Tyson Mysteries. A man that was turned into a bird by a jealous ex, and then he has to solve mysteries with Mike Tyson and Mike's little Asian daughter. Come on now, that's brilliant.
That was such a good show.
I miss Norm.
I miss Mike Tyson Mysteries.
Yeah, I do too, yeah. So yeah, Pigeon is my number 10. So, well, all right, number 9.
Archie Bunker.
Oh, also my number 9.
No, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I knew we would have some crossover.
You think we're going to have crossover?
Nah.
Maybe one or two.
Maybe yeah, one or two.
Here's a one. Yeah.
The rest of them are going to be the same.
It's got to be Archie. It would be so good in this day and age.
Yeah, you compete with us.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he listens into our game chat. All right, cool. Eat it, they have a lock on. God damn, there's, lock on. There's a stump in the bridge, Edith.
Uh-huh.
All right, number 8.
Earl Hickey.
Oh, I forget. That's a great one. Damn. Earl didn't make my list, but that's so good.
Yeah, he could talk about all his good deeds.
Yeah, or Crabman. As in witness protection.
Damn.
That's so good. Yeah. My number 8, Sterling Archer.
God damn it. You did cartoons. That's bullshit. I should have done cartoons.
That's my only cartoon. Well, that and Pigeon. Everything else is live action. So...
Damn, I could have done cartoons for the whole thing.
Oh, I know. Number seven.
Charlie Kelly.
Fuck. Higher on the list.
Kitten Mittens.
Yep. Charlie is higher on my list, yes. My number seven, let's go with the throwback, Sam Malone.
Oh, damn.
From Cheers. Baseball stories and a bartender? Come on, now you know he's got stories. I would enjoy that immensely.
Hell yeah.
Number six.
Brent Leroy from Corner Gas.
Oh, that's good.
It holds a special place in my heart. I had to have it.
My number six also has a place in my heart. Vince, he's the toughest guy in Letterkenny.
Oh, fuck.
So, yeah, I got Kiso at six.
The new Wolverine. Wayne.
Yeah, Vince should be Wolverine. Hell yeah, he should be.
Yep.
Yeah, Wayne / Shorzy. You could interchange them. But yeah, that's my number six. Number five.
Lucien Lacroix from Forever Night.
Ooh.
He was like the head vampire that had his own radio show.
That's a good one.
You could like go right into it.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
That's a
deep cut.
That's a very deep cut.
Yeah.
I lost people with that one, and I'm sorry.
Don't worry. My number five will get him back. Give me Al Bundy.
You motherfucker. Higher on the list.
Nothing but the four touchdown game. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And his horrible wife. Number four.
I've got Q from Star Trek.
Oh, that's... Yeah. Damn, that would be good. Yeah. I would enjoy the hell out of that.
Yeah. I know.
Vince, my number four, give me Fox Mulder.
Oh, damn.
Nothing but aliens and aliens. It's alien talk and talk about aliens. So
yeah.
All right, number three.
Al Bundy.
No. Oh, this is where I got Frank from It's Always Sunny. I'm the trash man.
Oh, Jesus.
Number two.
Sean Spencer.
Psych?
Psych.
Oh, that's good. I'm surprised he doesn't have... Well, it wouldn't be in character, but yeah.
Right.
Number two, as has already been said, it's Charlie from It's Always Sunny. Just, God, just let him go. It would be just an hour of brilliance. That's right. The only way you could say it. So... All right, you're number one. I doubt we have the same.
We don't have the same. Dr. Hawkeye Pierce.
Ooh. Yeah.
After he went crazy.
After he went... It was a chicken. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Fuck that episode, by the way. That and the ending are the two worst episodes if you're a man. Jesus Christ.
Oh, that, yeah, the ending of that series is just fucking...
Brutal.
Yeah.
Great, but brutal.
Oh, yeah.
Vince, my number one. You ever drink Bailey's out of a shoe? Give me Old Greg!
Old Greg! Yeah, that'd be good, too.
just letting Old Fielding go as Old Greg. That's God. Yeah. It would be perfect.
Put a mic in front of that man now.
Yes. We only had one listener pick. Deontay said Homer Simpson.
That's good.
Which is a good pick. Yeah, that's a good pick. Yeah. I could have went. There was so many more I could have went with.
Yeah, because once you get started, I mean.
Yeah, I could. I mean, Raylan Givens from Justified. Vic Mackey from The Shield.
Oh, my God.
Hell, Tony Soprano would have been, you know. But granted, he probably would think that Christopher Reeve's wife just died or something.
It's Gabagool talk. Talk about Gabagool. Gabagool.
Hey!
Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch, so. But yeah, I think that was a pretty good list. I think we did all right. So that means it's that time of the show, Vince. For did you see these stories from Clown World? And we start with a ruling by the United States Supreme Court. AI-generated artwork officially is ineligible for copyright protection. The court ruled that artwork needs to have a human creator in order to be eligible. So anything that you see that has been made with AI, you can use yourself without having to worry about copyright. A lot of AI creators are upset with this, but
I would imagine that the only copyright holder that would be able to hold onto it would be the company that is producing it. You know what I mean?
And even then, according to this rule, there would have to be a human creator. Like, it wouldn't be like, say, ChatGPT company. What's the company that owns it? OpenAI.
Yeah. But you would think that maybe
you're just the company that had the tool they used. You're not the actual human creator.
Yeah, but I mean, there's video game platforms. What, Unity?
Yeah.
Like, you got to, you know, if you use Unity as the game engine, you got to pay them yearly to, you know,
license it out. Yeah.
So, I mean, I could kind of see it from that point. Like, if Microsoft said, look, if you created something with Copilot, like art, then we would own it.
Yeah.
Hell, they do with pictures on Facebook. If you take a picture on Facebook, they can use it.
Yep.
So, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know how that's going to go when it comes to AI art. So. All right, next story here. Vince, crazy ass Jasmine Crockett lost her Democrat primary in Texas, where she decided to run for Senate, gave up her Congress seat. But we now know who her replacement in Congress will be. None other than her pastor, Frederick Haynes, who, the Sunday after Charlie Kirk was murdered, said that Charlie was a dangerous, hate-filled white Christian. And that Kirk was not assassinated. That's who's the crazy ass that's going to replace this other crazy ass. So, good job, Texas. You haven't been to Texas in 30 years. So,
well, look at the demographic of where they voted.
Yeah, so it's a little dark there. The sun don't come up. Yeah, just saying.
Yeah.
Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem has either been fired, resigned, or moved. Let's say moved. Trump replaced her with Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. Noem will have a new job as special envoy for the Shield of Americas, which according to Trump is our new security initiative in the Western Hemisphere. More on that here a little later. But a reminder that Mark Wayne Mullen defended Capitol Police Officer Michael Byrd, who murdered Ashley Babbitt. So now he's the new director of Homeland Security, which means he's cool with shooting unarmed people. Just saying. That's odd, isn't it?
And it's usually never the ones protesting.
Right, but I guess that might tie into this. That Trump announced that the National Guard Quick Reaction Force that we told you about a couple months ago will be operational and deployable next month across all 50 states.
I don't see it doing like the Black Bloc Antifa people.
No. I see it doing Ashley Babbitt's and unarmed white people.
I see it doing Ruby Ridge type.
Yeah.
Kids and dogs.
And mothers holding newborns.
Yeah, federal agents are real good about killing kids and dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
More on this Shield of America stuff. Chief of Staff Stephen Miller said yesterday, quote, "We're going to war with Mexico down to the tip of South America. There's not a criminal justice solution to the cartel problem. These organizations can only be defeated with military power." So originally, this sounded like, oh, we're just going to get the cartels in Mexico. Well, now it's, we're taking over all of South America.
I mean, if I was in charge, I mean...
Oh, then you wouldn't want me in charge.
It'd be like this big game of civilization.
I would be in charge 1 week. And I'd be like, yep, we're cutting off funding here, here, fuck you, oh shit, I got shot. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I'm annexing Mexico. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I've played enough Civilization to know how it works, all right?
Congratulations, you are now El Grande Rancho Loco.
So. Yes.
I don't care, that got a pop. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. Mexico's no longer Mexico. It's called Rancho Loco.
Yes.
Yeah.
But hey, that's not the only place we're going. Trump said this week, Cuba is soon going to fall. I'm going to put Marco over there. How many countries are we taking over? Because we did Venezuela. We're doing Iran for the tiny hats. Now we're talking Cuba. We're talking all of South America.
I mean,
how's
we should have had Cuba in the 60s, let's be honest.
That's not a lie there. How's that affecting the price of my groceries? Or the job market?
MAGA.
MIGA.
MIGA. Make Israel great again.
Trump Department of Justice this week said they have abandoned the investigation into Biden's auto pen use.
Of course they have.
President Trump,
the law.
President of broken promises.
Yeah, this dude. You don't have the story about, or did we talk about this last week, Kennedy? They're going to abandon the food dye thing.
Oh, yeah, and then they retract on that. Yeah, glyphosate and all. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, we got to get rid of the shit in our food. Can we please do that? And everybody's like, yes, that would be amazing. Nah, we're not going to now.
Well, that wasn't Kennedy's call.
I know.
Yeah, that was a Trump call. Let's see. The U.S. House. Oh, this is... Okay, so you have all these Democrats and stuff and Republicans, Democrats now, bitching about the Epstein files. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the House just voted 357 to 65 to block the release of congressional sexual misconduct and harassment reports. So all these congressmen that are sexually harassing and doing all this stuff, well, they're protected. And Congress just protected themselves. But you still want to gripe about the Epstein stuff, which nothing's going to come of that because you're all bought and paid for. But now you're covering up for that. So you can't get to pick and choose who you cover for. It's either yes on all of it or no, I'm in on it.
We're cooked.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
There's no political solution.
No,
as some would say.
Yeah. Hey, you remember when Trump on mass deportations?
Mm.
You know, we got to get rid of all the illegals. Well, he came out this week and said, quote, "You got to lighten up on this. They might have come into our country illegally, but they're good people and they're cheap workers. They're working now on farms and luncheonettes and hotels. We're just focused on getting the murderers out." He then also said that the U.S. will bring in any Iranian refugee that aids the U.S. military. So all those campaigned mass deportations that MAGA thought you were voting for? Nah. You ain't getting it. They're cheap labor. Plus, we're bringing more.
You remember in the 90s when everyone hated the government?
Oh,
yeah. And it wasn't like left or right.
Yeah.
It was literally, don't trust the government.
Yeah. The biggest lie that came out of the White House was, no, she didn't suck my dick.
Yeah.
And now we're at, no, we don't eat babies. A constitutional amendment had just been introduced into the House of Representatives to let Trump serve a third term.
Oh, Jesus.
Representative Andy Ogles dropped Resolution 29 to update the 22nd Amendment allowing three elected terms.
No.
It would require two-thirds vote, the House and Senate, and ratification by three-fourths of state legislatures. So the likelihood that this would happen is extremely small, but it shows that they're trying it anyway.
Please,
and
no.
Hey, if there's a national emergency, guess what gets suspended? Elections. Just saying. It's And hey, look, National Guard thing's already ready to be deployed in 2 weeks.
Oh, I love a militarized police.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
So exciting. I never thought I'd live in a communist country.
Well, kind of makes you wonder if the right guys won in the 40s. I'm just going to let that sit and marinate for all the people to really think about and go, oh, that motherfucker might be right.
They were fascists, though. Oh, wait.
What do you mean the books that they were burning had to do with trans stuff and fucking kids?
Yeah.
Weird, isn't it?
Thought.
All right. Yeah. Let's get to the Iran bullshit. I'm tired. U.S. commanders across more than 30 military bases told troops this week that the Iran war is part of God's plan and linked it to Armageddon. Commanders said Trump was anointed by Jesus to light the signal fire in Iran to cause Armageddon.
That's blasphemy.
The Military Religious Freedom Foundation says it received over 110 similar complaints describing the war as biblically sanctioned and the sign of a Christian end times prophecy.
That's blasphemy.
Well, let me break this down. One, it's not Christian. Two, it's tiny hat.
Ooh.
So don't put Christian in there, because it's not biblical. They're biblical.
Yeah, and how dare you blaspheme the fucking word of God here, you know what I mean?
Well, Trump, Jesus put in there to bomb the brown people.
Trump is Jesus' best friend. And we have to blow them up.
He said MAGA. He makes America great, just like Jesus.
Jesus said that Trump is the best guy on the planet, and you have to kill these people.
Man, there's gonna be so many people in hell.
Are you kidding me? We have to blow those poor people up because Jesus loves Trump.
That's what they're framing it as.
Are you fucking stupid?
And I'm like, look, I read the book. I've read the book multiple times, and nowhere in there is it say that.
They're okay with it.
That's the crazy. There's still so many people who have just said, well, whatever they say, yeah, that's because Israel. Well, we have a biblical thing. No, we don't.
We don't. They love it. They're so fucking stupid. Where do I send my money?
Yeah, it's. I don't get it.
If we were bad people, we'd be grifting the hell out of this.
Oh my, yeah, we'd be Ben Shapiro-ing the shit out of this.
I've always wanted to start my own religion, so I did. Yeah, we should make our own mega church, Justin.
No,
Ginger and the Fat Man. I go running up on stage.
It's like Jake and the Fat Man.
Yeah,
I get to be William Conrad. Fuck, you're almost talking me into this.
I could go run on stage like Elwood Blues, you know.
I saw the light. We need the band,
bro. You know how much money we get for that shit?
$350.
Three.
And a one-way ticket to hell.
That's it.
That's the only reason not doing it. So
yeah, we need your money. Every time I see that shit, I think of that fucking scene in Star Trek 6. Is it 6? Where God needs the Enterprise.
Oh yes.
And Kirk's like,
I think it's 6.
He's like, what does God need with a starship? You're God. Yeah. What?
Yeah. This world makes no sense anymore.
None. So. Well, people believe it, and that's the thing.
Well, yeah. Then you have Lindsey Graham.
Oh, God.
Just saying that name makes me nauseous. Said this week that if U.S. soldiers die during this war, quote, they die a noble death, having sacrificed their lives to make Israel and the U.S. safer, end quote.
Did you see the story about Graham going to Israel and talking Netanyahu into talking to Trump about blowing this shit up?
Oh, yeah. He's been trying to get this war done for 20 years. Netanyahu's going on 40 years.
Well, he went to Israel and talked to Netanyahu and says, mm-hmm. this is how you convince Trump to yep. do this. Lindsey Graham did it.
Yeah. And then Trump was asked this week, why did you start a war with Iran? And here is his answer. Quote, Israel was under threat, so we had to attack. End quote. That's funny. Is he the president of Israel? Because I don't remember electing him as president of Israel. I thought he was president of the United States.
No, he's
used to be our thing.
Israel owns us.
SOG?
Yes.
Oh, Zionist occupied government.
Yes.
Oh. Trump also said that if your cost of living goes up because he bombed Iran, it's worth it because Israel is safe.
He said something about the troops. God damn it. He's like, oh, they died. I forget exactly how he said it, but they split it with the guy from Shrek.
Yeah. Some of you will die, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much, in so many words, is what he said.
Yeah. Press Secretary Leavitt, whatever the fuck her name is, said this week, if you don't align with the values of the U.S. or Israel, and you don't respect our country, our culture, our laws, and our people, you are not welcome here. Again, why are you putting Israel in there? I think people are seeing it. I think like the normal people are like, wait a minute, something's not right here.
No, they're not.
I would like for it to be, but I think you're right, probably. But speaking of, the Trump administration officials told Congress in a closed-door briefing that has now been leaked, the U.S. was responsible for targeting an area in Iran where a girls' school was struck, and I think the number's like 115, 105, something like that, kids were killed.
That was a very Jewish thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome, isn't it?
You brag that you have the most advanced technology weaponry in the world. That you can pinpoint a mouse ass from half the world away on a busy block. And you blow up a girls' school.
Well, they didn't mean to.
You killed kids.
They did. Yeah, you can see they've got satellite images for everything. Oh, yeah. They're watching us now.
Yeah.
And you killed kids. You
absolutely meant to do it.
Yeah, you did. Or if you got your information either from that Israel. Or
you are absolutely incompetent.
Right.
It's one or the other. Either it was on purpose or you are too stupid for the job.
Right. And now they're talking about boots on the ground.
Yep. But late last night, Vince, this department approved a sale of $160 billion worth of ammunition and ammunition to Israel. Marco Rubio determined that there is an emergency that requires the immediate sale of arms to Israel in the interest of U.S. national security, wink, thereby exempting Congress from review requirements. Hey, we don't need you, Congress, to do your constitutional job. We're just going to go around you and say it's a national security risk.
Right, for Israel.
To give $160 billion worth of our dwindling stockpile of ammunition and stuff to, yeah.
To Israel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We get what we deserve.
Yep. The price of gas this week has went up an average of 34 cents. And I saw this morning Kuwait is cutting production of oil. So look for it to keep going up.
No, it won't. Why do you think we took over Venezuela a month ago? That was the plan.
Odd timing, isn't it?
It is odd. No, unfortunately, we should be okay. Now the rest of the world, however.
Well, speaking of the rest of the world, Trump apparently is looking at cutting off trade with Spain. Now, I know you're like, well, fuck did Spain do? Spain will not allow the U.S. to use their bases to launch the attacks on Iran. That pissed off Trump. So Trump's like, well, we're just going to cut fucking trade off with you. You didn't fall in line. You will be punished.
Yeah. And Spain's like, okay, I got this Basque stew sitting in the fucking pot. Been in there for a couple hours. I'm going to eat some.
Yeah.
I'm going to drink this port wine.
I give no shits.
I don't care. And then I'm going to go out in the field.
Yeah.
You see those grapes out there?
They're lovely.
Yeah. That's four generations.
Yeah.
I did.
I mean, really... Spain gives no fucks. They don't care.
Yeah. They're like, oh, yeah.
Well, no, whatever. No, you're not using our thing for the tiny hats. Fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, how fucking hard is it?
Yeah. Like you said, Trump is now considering, and it is looking more and more likely, American troops on the ground in Iran. Iran said they are ready. They have been waiting for this.
They've got all sorts of new toys from Russia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's reports that Russia is providing Iran intelligence. Do you know that Iran could, with one strike, do more damage than, like, bombing Tel Aviv over and over again? You know what they could hit? Because there's one fucking target in the Middle East that would disrupt the entire thing.
What?
And it is a water plant.
Oh, the desalination plant, yeah.
Yes. If they hit that, there's no fresh water. You want to talk about absolute destruction and death. And if Iran says if they hit that, it would be worse than a nuke.
Apparently, the Iron Dome is not functioning.
Nope.
I saw a video last night, and they said it's got to be AI. But, I mean, it's just hammering Tel Aviv.
Yeah. Missiles, but you're not getting footage out of Tel Aviv of the strikes hitting.
Yeah.
They want to control the narrative of, everything's fine.
Well, sure. Well, after the effigy of Baal was being burned.
Yeah.
Then they go into Iran.
Yeah. Well, you burned an effigy of our god Baal. So, yeah, fuck you. We're going in. Yeah.
Funny how that works.
Yeah. And then we are going to end with this. Marine Brian McGinnis. Vince, you sent me this before I saw it anywhere else, was ejected from a Senate hearing this week after shouting, "Nobody wants to fight for Israel." A senator whose name I cannot remember right now, and I don't have it written down.
Oh, I don't have it pulled up either. God damn it.
Helped cops get the man out of the area that the hearing was taking place of, but not before snapping the Marine's arm in the door. And it's a visual and audible snap. You see his, I believe it's his left forearm, just boop, snap right in half. Just, and then was bragging about it.
Yeah.
Just, here's a literal Marine saying, "I don't want to go fight this war for Israel. Well, we're going to snap your arm and arrest you and say you know.
Senator Tim Sheehy.
Sheehy. Yeah. Tim was literally like, "I'm a badass. I broke this guy's arm, and that's what you get."
My son's not fighting.
What a quick way to lose the troops.
Yeah. Oh, there's. Oh my God! You seen all the TikToks and fucking YouTube shorts of all these veterans saying, "We're not fighting for Israel."
Yep.
It's so bad, bro. It's
worse than I thought it would be. And I didn't think it was going to be good.
I didn't think anybody was going to care as much as they do.
Yeah.
But there are people here that are like, "Fuck you, you're done."
Yeah. You lied. You didn't do anything. You ran on. Now you're the anti-war president has now bombed, what, 7 countries and overthrown 2. We're working on the whole Western Hemisphere. And, huh?
Yeah, I know.
Nothing you've done, nothing you said. You're trying to play it as a religious holy war. Well, the Bible, no, you better reread that book or you're going to end up somewhere hot, motherfucker. Straight up.
Yeah, so, that's Yeah, my son ain't going.
No.
I'll tell you that goddamn right now.
And the people you send to bring them, if they put boots on the ground, worst case scenario, hundreds if not thousands dead. I think Iran could easily pull a self-destruct in certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we know they're going to go here and put boots on the ground. Well, we just had it rigged up, bomb, boom. They're hitting bases in Saudi. They're hitting bases in Kuwait. They're, you know, all these military installations. It almost sounds like trying to goad them into putting boots on the ground.
Right.
Which is, why would you want that then? Oh, you have it rigged to blow.
And they're hubris. We're the best. Yep. We're the best.
Yeah, our weapons are the best. We could blow up a girl's skull at half a world away. You got to think, why are they wanting you there if they don't have a plan?
Right.
This is a Vietnam, and if they try to go to a draft and, well, we're going to send a recruiter to get your 18 and stuff.
Bring a fucking body bag.
Yeah, you're going to have recruiters dropped. I don't say that lightly, because then you're going to have National Guard deployed, and then it's going to be martial law, and then it's all types of fuckery.
Yeah.
Is the way this could all turn out. Or gas hits, oil hit $100 a barrel, shit starts to really go up in price, Trump goes, well, we won. And we killed their Ayatollah. You killed a guy that put a thing up that they didn't, that under him, no nukes were supposed to be made.
Right.
Who had cancer, was in his house with his kids and grandkids, and you blew up a house.
Yeah. Yeah, Rand Paul. It seems like there's only two voices of reason in our government right now. That's Rand Paul and Thomas Massey.
Yeah. And I see Paul, people jumping on fucking Massey.
I know. Rand Paul was like, they were 2 weeks away from having a nuke in the 90s.
Years. Yeah. 30 years you've been saying they're 2 weeks away.
Right.
So what changed?
Yeah.
Huh, a bunch of files got released.
A bunch of files got deleted.
Yes, and redacted.
Since the war started, the DOJ
has started deleting shit. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you just said we had to release them, not keep them there. Yeah. Vince, you got any final thoughts?
Keep the stick on the ice. When the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
Can't take the high road, take the high ground. Be safe. You never know what's going to happen.
No shit.
And hopefully, if nothing bad happens, we'll talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.